It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
I'm not sure exactly how long it's been since the last time I did this. I'm assuming it's been a long time. It feels like it's been a long time. Don't mind me, I'm just adjusting my my little pop filter. It's gotten a little creaky because I don't really use it that much anymore. My sense of time has been ruined, and this has happened many, many weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure some of you might relate to that. But I've got to start getting on top of things because, you know, the classes that I chose for college, they're going to start at around August 25th. So the 25th of this month being August, of course. Hold on, what day is it? August 3rd? August 4th? I'm not actually very sure about that, actually. I'm going to assume that it's the 3rd or 4th. Anyways, it's a couple weeks before college starts for me. I'm excited, but not as excited as I would be if I could actually walk on campus, you know. How have I been? How have I been recently, as of late? What have I been doing? Well, some of you might already know that I've started working on a comic thingy, comic series, a webcomic series. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it's a graphic novel and I just don't know it yet. It's a drama, comedy, romantic type thing, slice of life, I don't know, a lot of that stuff mixed all up together. And it's about, well, it's mainly about the main character, Ben. I named him Ben because Ben has always been a name that I liked. I'll probably name my firstborn Ben or something. What's the female version of Ben? I'm not exactly sure. I don't think there is. I don't think there is one. Conflicting feelings right now. Anyway, it's about our main character, Ben, and how he has redeveloped a crush on this one girl that he used to know from, I think, elementary school. They got sort of separated when middle school began, because they went to two different middle schools. And he used to have a crush on her back in elementary school, too, which he got over once middle school started. Then he came back to high school after a year, you know. She wasn't there, so he was thinking, oh, I'm in the clear. She's not in this school. Sophomore year comes around, goes to his class, and there she is. And he starts to realize that those feelings have been laying dormant for quite some time. And as soon as he sees her, they kind of reawaken. And he's horrified at the fact. Because once you've... I don't know how to describe it. He's terrified of the feelings that he's getting for her. He doesn't think it's a very good thing that he's getting those feelings. I don't know what it is. Low self-esteem? Or, you know, maybe he figures that it'll just never work between the two. He doesn't want to get hurt, but he feels as though he will inevitably get hurt. And such is the case for most guys like him. According to him, anyway. Side characters, Isaiah, his childhood friend since elementary school. He, I think, is a favorite of most of the people that know him, that know of this project that I'm working on. Probably has to do with his personality, or maybe he's really cool looking. I'm not exactly sure. But I think, you know, I like him a lot too. He looks like a pretty, cool dude. And he's got a girlfriend, and they've been together for a while now. So yeah, whenever I start to daydream, I use that daydream energy. I don't think that's the right term, but you know what I mean, right? It's that sort of boost of imagination that you get once you allow yourself to doze off and start daydreaming. And I use that energy to further develop this plot. Excuse me, I just burped really quietly. So yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this project. I hope you guys are excited too. I've been working on it for a while now, countless hours. Well, I could probably count them. I'm not that stupid. I'd say 20 hours now. Okay, so if each page takes me about 3 hours to complete, it's a lot of time, 3 or 2 hours to complete, 2.5, let's say the average is 2.5 hours to make one page. And I've done 8 pages now. So 2.5 times 8. That's a lot of hours. A lot of hours. I've done a lot of hours just trying to, you know, finish this first chapter. And I'm going to try to make more chapters. Hopefully, I keep the motivation that I have right now for, you know, when I want to start doing that. Don't know if I will. I don't know. I'm very fickle. My mind, you know, its interests start to move from one place to another. I'm learning Japanese. I don't know why I'm learning Japanese. I don't really watch that much anime or anything. But I don't know. I've just been wanting to learn a language, and Japanese seemed like a cool language to learn, you know? A really awesome, you know, conversation starter, like, oh, did you know that I can speak Japanese sort of kind of fluently? Look, check it out. Arigato gozaimasu. Check it out, see? Wasn't that amazing? You know? Sugoi desu ne? No? Yeah. And about, you know, around that time, whoever I'm talking to is probably going to be thinking to themselves, how did I get stuck talking to this guy? You know? I mean, it's cool that I think it's really fun for me. It's like a puzzle. Trying to learn this, you know, it's like a little puzzle that I've got to piece together with the information that I had before, and once I put it all together, hopefully I'll get some sort of fluency out of that. You know, it's a puzzle with a lot of reward, I think, right? And I've been seeing a lot of YouTube channels that dedicate themselves to, you know, teaching Japanese and, you know, Japanese culture. There's this one YouTube channel, what's it called? Chris from Abroad? Chris from Abroad or something like that? Some British man who's, like, been living in Japan for 6 years now, and you know, he's talking about all the culture there and you know how his day-to-day is and whatever. He's not a J vlogger, you know, the vlogging types. I don't really like that kind of content. It really doesn't interest me at all. But you know, he talks about what he goes through as a foreigner, a white dude living in Japan, and you know, he's got friends and whatever. I find it very interesting, you know. So I don't know if you're into that, maybe go check him out, whatever. I'm rambling right now. As per usual, I have no script or anything, so you know, whatever's off the top of my head. But how have I been? God, my mouth is all strange. It doesn't know how to communicate. How have I been? Genki desu ka? How are you? Mochiron genki desu. Of course I'm alright. A little Japanese for you guys. I don't know, to be honest with you. I have good days, I have bad days. Days where I wake up and I just feel not myself, I guess, is the right word. And I'm sure some of you might feel like that. A little depressed recently. I couldn't tell you why. I can't tell you why. Partly because I kind of don't want to tell you, and kind of because I don't know how to put it into words, you know? But yeah, I've been feeling a little bit depressed. And it's weird because when I get depressed, I take on a weird form, so to speak. Like the way I act, the way I communicate with friends, it's just strange, you know? I find it difficult to communicate when I'm depressed, so I kind of, as a crutch, I kind of act a little wacky, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. Other days, you know, I'm feeling fine. You know, I just hate summer. I mean, that's not the only reason why I'm kind of down lately, but I honestly really don't like summer. It's too hot, you know, stuff like that. It's just a certain vibe that I get out of summer. Wish it could stay like spring or fall or something, you know? Where the days aren't so, you know, hot, when, you know, you've got a nice breeze coming over, whatever. I don't know. I really don't know. Everything that I've planned, everything that I've been working towards, it seems as though I come up with this plan for my future, this big picture thing, this diorama in my head about what I want to be doing 5 years from now. And I have very specific steps. But as time goes on, and I try my best to make sure that I follow these steps to a T, but as time goes on, I start to realize that, you know, it just can't happen. I can't do it. It's an impossibility. It's not because of a lack of optimism. I like to think that I'm a pretty optimistic person usually, but it's circumstance, you know. Nobody knew that this was gonna happen to everybody. Nobody knew this was gonna go down. Everybody had plans for this year. Whatever it was that they were, everybody had plans. But then we all just kinda got blindsided. Out of nowhere. Well, maybe not out of nowhere. I'm pretty sure, you know, some people were able to predict all of this, but for the majority, a lot of us didn't really know. We weren't sure. So much stuff is going down this year, and then we've got the presidential elections, and I turned 18 this year, and I feel like I'm still just a stupid child, and I don't know, man. My younger brothers, their school year started just now. Today was their first day of online learning, high school, whatever you want to call it. The youngest one, Alan, about 10 years old, I think. Yeah, 10 years old. No school right now. Not until the 30th. The one after him, a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, actually, recently, started his first day of high school. He's a freshman. And the one after him, a junior. So they're reaching checkpoints in life, you know. Big steps. Big boy steps, right? Man, I remember my first day of high school, you know, orientation, not knowing where everything was, completely clueless on the type of people I was gonna meet. It was exciting, but at the same time, very, very terrifying. The type of guy that I am, that, you know, learned to never speak unless spoken to. Like, every day before then. I guess it all started, the earliest memory I have of trying to talk to someone and then getting absolutely shut down was maybe preschool. There was this kid who was playing around with a toy that I wanted to play with, because, you know, it was like a sort of recess thing at the end of the day. We got to play with, like, you know, the stuff that was around the classroom, because, you know, preschoolers are restless. And there was a toy that I wanted to play, so I tried to be nice about it. I said, hey, I asked the teacher if I could use that, and she said that maybe you should, you know, let me try it now, or, you know, something around those lines. And he just got really angry, and he said, get out of here, come on, get out of here, I'm just trying to do whatever. He snapped at me, right? And that's, like, the earliest memory I have. And it's a memory that has been ingrained in my brain. It's preschool, you know? You don't remember a lot from preschool. But that's something that I remember vividly. I remember his face, the way that he looked at me. It's all still there. So I guess it impacted me a lot harder than I thought it would. But another memory that I have from preschool is we were doing an arts and crafts project. And we were supposed to be finger painting just, like, randomly, you know, picking two colors and just, like, mixing them together and creating this abstract hodgepodge paint with no direction whatsoever. But I started drawing stick figures. I started trying to, like, organize things and draw things and stuff like that. And the teacher, you know, wasn't a big fan of that. I mean, it's not that she didn't like that I was drawing, it's just that I wasn't following the directions. I was supposed to go crazy, go stupid. But I didn't do that. I was trying to actually make something. And that's a memory that's also ingrained in my head. I remember what I was trying to draw. Some guy behind a politician desk or whatever, that little, like, podium thing. I drew a podium. That's a 3D object. I don't know, sometimes I impress myself. I'm not trying to sound boastful, but I think drawing came easy to me at a young age. I was always really interested in it. Ever since I started watching cartoons, you know. Cartoons were the main thing that interested me in drawings, you know. I remember vividly trying to remember how to draw Homer Simpson, or trying to draw SpongeBob. I remember there was a little commercial type thing, like in between episodes of SpongeBob on Nickelodeon. I used to have cable. Used to. Anyway. In between episodes of SpongeBob, like, the creator, I don't know if it was a creator, one of the artists, right? That came up with the design or whatever. He or she was giving a tutorial on how to draw SpongeBob, and that's the very first art tutorial that I ever saw. The very first of many tutorials that I would see. And I remember trying to do it, and I just sort of got it, you know? So I don't know, I've always been good at it. I've always been good at it. From a young age, you know, my parents gave me enough, how do you say, validation, you know? So yeah, I guess that's a bit of an origin story on me. A little trivia, a little lore, if you're into that sort of thing. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, first day of high school. Man, I got on a tangent, you know? I'm gonna be that kind of old man. You know, I'm gonna be like the grandpa that starts talking about like, oh, when I was younger, and then like suddenly start talking about something completely unrelated, and my grandkids are gonna be like, how did he get here? When did he start talking about this? If I have grandkids, maybe. I don't know. Everything's so unsure to me at the moment. Who knows? We could all just die tomorrow. No, I know that sounds bleak, and you know, you don't want to think about that, but I mean, it's the truth, you know? You never know what's going to happen. Tomorrow's never guaranteed. And yet, we go to sleep and we don't even think about it. Well, some of us don't think about it. The more paranoid of us do. But we go to sleep at night and we don't even care. We go to sleep. I've always been a worrisome type of kid. I always worried about everything. Stuff that I couldn't control. Child. I would be looking at the news and I'd be learning about all the terrible stuff that was going on at the time. What was it, 2008? Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East. So much stuff going on. So much stuff that I would just worry about, and stuff going on in my own family. I didn't have a very easy upbringing, you know, and I'm not trying to sound like that's a good thing. A lot of people will brag about, you know, coming up, like growing up in a hard to live environment, but it's not really something that I want to brag about at all. I'm just saying, I grew up in a difficult environment, not the ideal kind of place, you know, someone should probably grow up. As a result, I had a hard time behaving during hold on, I've got something. One sec. Alright, there we go. I was eating a nectarine, and yeah, anyway. What was I saying? I lost my train of thought. Difficult environment. I grew up. I misbehaved a lot, got a lot of red tickets. A red ticket would be, you know, like your little consequence for acting out. I used to get one pretty regularly, every couple of days. I was a handful, you know. And, you know, that's in part due to, you know, the environment that I grew up in, the situation my family was going through at the time, stuff that I don't really want to get into, but you know, the whole point is to say that, you know, childhood was tough, you know? I wasn't really good at talking to people. I was too shy to do so, afraid of them just absolutely... Because kids can be incredibly, incredibly mean. If anybody knows any children out there, I mean, you might have a little sister or a little brother, and you might think to yourself, oh no, but he's great. Yeah, yeah, that's because you're family. That's because you know him. But you don't know how he is at school. You don't know how he is when he's amongst friends. I'm not trying to sound like some sort of Inquisition type of guy, but that's the way it is. Kids can be really mean, you know. So I didn't want to risk, you know, getting made fun of or anything. What am I talking about? What? Where did this come from? I have no idea. First day of high school. First day of high school, last day of high school. Still the same guy. More or less. More friends. That's always a good thing. More friends. More friends. More knowledge. Still the same guy. But I don't know. A lot happens in 4 years. A lot has happened in 4 years. Maybe I can start talking about all the stuff that I went through, but maybe not. This episode's getting pretty long. And I don't mean to offend you or anything, but I don't think your attention span is good enough to actually sit through any of this. Unless you're super interested in me. Which, you know, would make me feeling some kind of way. I don't know what to say anymore. I guess that's when you know you're done, is when you've got nothing else to say. I don't know what the whole point of this episode was. Was it for me to, you know, catch up with you? Or whatever. But yeah, you know, as usual, thank you for sticking around, you know? Hearing me out. Thank you for that. It's always appreciated. All the time. I feel as though as I'm going crazy, you know, I feel, I don't know, my mental state is deteriorating. Maybe you already know that, you know, if you go back to my earlier episodes, you know, maybe I'm a little better when it comes to this, but maybe I'm out of practice? Whatever the case, I don't know. But thank you for, you know, listening through the whole thing. That's really impressive. You deserve a medal and a pat on the back. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be the one to pat you on the back because, you know, you got to be careful about, you know, who you touch, right? Okay. Well, this has been What Ed Hess Said. I'm starting to hate that title. Anyway, good luck to you. Goodbye. Sayonara.